A reading from Paul's letter to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, grace was given to each of us according to the measure of Christ's gift. Therefore it says, He ascended on high and took prisoners captive. He gave gifts to men. What does He ascended mean, except that He also descended into the lower regions of the earth? The one who descended is also the one who ascended far above all the heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some as apostles, others as prophets, others as evangelists, others as pastors and teachers, to equip the holy ones for their work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of faith and knowledge of the Son of God, to mature manhood, to the extent of the full stature of Christ, so that we may no longer be infants, tossed by waves and swept along by every wind of teaching arising from human trickery, from their cunning in the interests of deceitful scheming. Rather, living the truth in love, we should grow in every way into Him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, with a proper functioning of each part, brings about the body's growth and builds itself up in love. When I was a child, I had a cat named Harvey. And when Harvey was a little kitten, you could hold some crinkly paper in your hand and move it in front of him. And of course, as all kittens do, he'd attack the crinkly piece of paper. And you could play for a long time like that. But of course, Harvey grew and got a little wiser. And as Harvey grew up, he finally recognized that that crinkling piece of paper that seemed so attractive is actually moved by that arm. And he would attack the arm. That made the game much more difficult and dangerous to play. Eventually, when Harvey really got older, he would just sit there and look at you and say, "I don't do crinkly little bits of paper, thank you." I think this has something to say about growing from an infant, tossed by the waves, swept along by every wind, into that stature that Christ wants for all of us. Our days can be completely consumed by the crises in front of us. There is always something to attend to, it seems. And I myself move from thing to thing to thing. And at the end of not just a day, at the end of a week, I look back and say, where did it go? I was going to get so much done. I have important things to do, and it seems I did this, that, and the other thing, busy the whole time. But did I get the work done that God would have me get done? You see, that's the problem by being tossed to and fro, by getting distracted by that crinkly piece of paper. As an adult in the faith, we need to see what God really needs accomplished from us, and then set our sights on that, and make sure that we're accomplishing that thing that God would have us do. Attend to the day as it goes by in front of us, but not let it be a distraction, not be tossed by the winds, focused on doing what God would have us do. So I think this day, let's stop and think, what would God have me do? And am I doing it?